Good evening. So we're going to pick up tonight with, after elaborating and discussing for the past few weeks of all of the milas of Shabbos, all of the unbelievable spiritual levels, purpose of Shabbos. The question is why only us? Why should Shabbos not only just be for us? In fact, if a Gentile, if a guy keeps Shabbos, they're chayiv misa. They're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Many times over the years, I've had the opportunity to be involved in gerus and conversion, either from the beginning of the process with somebody, taken to a good beis din, the middle of the process, the end of the process, coaching, advising with proper gerus, and it's the one thing they do not do, a person who's not yet fully converted, is keep a full Shabbos. They have to break Shabbos in some form or fashion. In fact, their first full Shabbos is after they go to the mikvah and the conversion's chal. So the question is why? But like someone who's in the middle of learning conversion, they keep kosher, they keep always, they daven, they say brachas, and as they get closer and closer to Shabbos, they have to break in some form or fashion. And Kol Shekhen, certainly somebody who's not yet, or not any path of conversion, simply a regular Gentile, even a person keeping the Noahide laws, they can't keep Shabbos. Why not? Why? What's the problem of that? Because of a Rambam, the Rambam says in Hilchos Halacha Perek Yud Halacha Tes, Akam She'isik B'Torah Chayiv Misa. Because there are two things a Gentile can't do, is Isik B'Torah, learn Torah, things which are not pertinent, germane to them. Now, that's not talking about the Bible, the Tanakh, it's talking about the Torah Shabbat Peh. Lo Yasik, as far as Isik, delving deeply into the Torah, they should only learn the seven mitzvahs Bovad. So, again, they can learn, they're allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Chsav, according to most opinions, but not if it's not pertinent to them to learn Zvachim or Menachas, like the Gemaras, etc. The other thing a Gentile should, and we're not going to discuss that, why that's the case. V'chein akam sheshavas, and a Gentile, a non-Jew, can peeps the Shabbos. Afilu b'yoymi meisachol. Even if he makes, I'll keep Shabbos on Tuesday, on a weekday. Or he makes our Shabbos like his Shabbos. Chayiv misa. V'ein tzarech lomar, says the Rambam, if he makes up his own holiday, klal shel davar imenichnos lechash das velasis mitzvah laatzmo medaitan ela oya ger tzedek kavu kol mitzvos oyama b'teraso velo yigra velo yos. If a Gentile wants to live the right life in this world, either they always have the option of a valid conversion, or they keep the seven Noahide laws and not make up their own religion, which is his own Shabbos, so to speak. And it says that this is really from the Talmud in Sanhedrin. Reish Lakish says, "Akam sheshabbos chayav misa, shenemar v'yomim v'layla lo yishboisu v'amar esharish lahem zuim misasan." They shouldn't do it. And also, one more place before we elaborate on this, it's the Ben Noach. Rambam says, "V'amani says sheratz las mitzvah." Mishar mitzvah, you of a Gentile wants to keep kosher. He wants to do any mitzvah besides delving into parts of Torah or Shabbos, and they want to do the mitzvah. They don't want to wear shatnas. They want to shake a lulav in theory. We don't stop them. If they do it, oila mekabel, they want to offer even a sacrifice, a korban ola. In the base of English, we take it. If they want to give charity, we take it. We allow them to do it, and to the extent the reward, they're rewarded. But here, v'nei rama farsha lacha shal yom v'layla lo yishbo. So, she'en alacha dafke le'in Shabbos atzmo, ela klal davar emanichan osu lachash das, v'lasos mitzvah la'atzmi daitam. V'hano di'inyin shvisa nikro miyucha das. And Shabbos is this idea of religion. They cannot keep Shabbos. Umavur, if they were to wear tefillin, or put tzitzis, or mezuzah, it's not a religion. Only shvisa, only resting and keeping the Sabbath, that's a das. We can move on. Lamechol Shabbos, by the way, it's not so simple if they keep this Sunday or Saturday, if it has to be like this idea, which we'll see, where we keep Shabbos, that's a problem for them. Mikan, move on. Lama chilul Shabbos. By the way, I'm going to understand why it says that a Jew who transgresses purposely the Sabbath, it's so serious, it's up there with serving idolatry. If we call machal Shabbos, a Jew willingly transgresses a Shabbos, it's unfortunately at some level they have a status of a non-Jew. It's not that they're non-Jews, but they're doing a non-Jewish thing. Shekol ikar metzias hadas, the main thing of Torah is keeping the Shabbos, which establishes it. It's our birchatam. Lama kol merechas mitzvah Torah. Why is it that all of the other mitzvah Torah does not establish a person as a religion? Why is Shabbos so integral for it? So much so that a Gentile keeps Shabbos is chayv misa, and a Jew who doesn't, it's like they're doing idolatry at some level. Mavum muvam bezeh. And the reason why a Gentile can put on tefillin and keep kosher and do shatnez and everything else, but not Shabbos, it doesn't establish a religion. Because again, if a Gentile wants to be, a non-Jew wants to be Jewish, and they're truly sincere, they can become it. You can do it. You can become a Jew and do it as is. Hakara shekoyach, you know, recently, just parenthetically, you know, someone said Judaism is so prejudiced, chosen people. So there's obviously not a... I said, what do you mean prejudice? If you want to become Jewish, we don't discriminate. If someone's sincere, you can join the chosen people if that bothers you. Right? They just don't want... They want the chosen without the doing anything. V'hamuvim bazeh, the ha'agdara ha'necheh shaldasis, we can explain from here that the true definition of religion, of das, is ha'kara shekoyach elyon elokai nimsa v'shoyah b'toich ha'olam. It's elucidated in a second. It means that there is a divine being, i.e. Hashem, God, who not only creates the world, but rules this world. Shemitzias hamsam avatelas kol mitzias acheres kalo. Shezemuvan hanach v'apashat alokus gdulos v'atz ein sofim ad shakol batakana. And this divine power, this omnipotent power, literally rules the entire world. Right? That understanding that there's a God who has complete control of this world, one God, right, who has complete control of this world, who is all-powerful, omnipotent. And there's a very big difference between our religion and what the Gentiles call religions. The Gentiles as a whole believe there's a divine being, or many divine beings in different parts of the world, but they rule over the heavens. And Klal Yisrael believes that everything, literally everything that happens, is from Hashem. There's nothing without that, right? There's no Satan fighting in God. There's no Trinity. There's no evil in the world. Everything Hashem is under Hashem. And some things can last that free will. There's nothing but for Hashem. Nothing that when you prick your finger, no one can do anything to you and I or to the world but for Hashem, because Hashem is involved in every area and created everything in this world. So this divinity doesn't obligate you so much, because at the end of it, right, Hashem is in the heavens and we're on this world. And in this world, it's its own world. About Islam. It's like there's this dichotomy. I mean, they have, because they were imitating us, more mitzvahs than the Christians, obviously. But they still have this dichotomy. Like, there's many things, you know, in Islamic life, you have a few guidelines. You do whatever the world you want. You know, Christianity is still like that. It was created as a belief system with very, very few commandments, or a few, and some dogmas. The Ein Kametzias Elokas Levato Kol Metzias Ha'olam. There is no Metzias Elokas, which literally you have to nullify yourself in everything, but a Jew is not, in theory, is nothing we do that's outside the halachic framework. Not in theory, in practice, is nothing at the halachic framework. Amuv and Das, which is a Metzias Gambars, and Mimela call Olam, Al Sidra Teva Shom is Batu Klofav, and therefore everything is Mevat Vashem. That's what a religion is. And by us, it means that Hashem, there's nothing in the world, there's no, that Hashem doesn't rule over. Mimpnekach, in our world, Ayesoy Varosh Al Das is Yom HaShvis. As we've explained in the past few weeks, Shabbos illustrates this idea that Hashem created everything in this world. Hashem continues to be involved in every person you bump into, and if you woke up early this morning, you went to wake up later for whatever reason, you woke up early. Everything that happens is coming from Hashem. Shazam mamish malmetzias hadas kiyum ha'olam, as we explained, is ayde malachas oichal nafesh. Right, and especially in the old days, agricultural society, people had to farm, and they had to plant, and they had to harvest. And when they didn't work on Shabbos, even today, by the way, not too long ago, 100 years ago, in this country, basically, if you didn't work on Saturday, you didn't have a job. It was extraordinarily hard to find, there were Sunday laws, there were blue laws, they didn't. But Sunday was not a day of work because that was the Sunday laws, the blue laws. So they made every single Jew, who were mostly very poor immigrants in this country, if you wanted to live, so to speak, you had to not work on Saturday. You had to work on Saturday, and basically, again, those Jews who were strong and didn't cave in. Obviously, their future generations on the whole were very strong. Many Jews caved. But when you say, when you didn't work, you're saying, there's a creator. Why else would you not work? You needed a job, right? Why else wouldn't you harvest your field? Right? I remember with many of the Israelis who would be working in the mall, I'm not sure if that's still the case in San Jose or in Las Gatas, they would say the best day of the mall is Shabbos. Right? The best shopping day. By the way, now, the malls are all in trouble because of all the online shopping to large extent. They still have some business. But, when do people come into the mall? It's Saturday, right? So here you have a person thinking that the mall and Saturday is going to be the definition of their success. And another Jew says, you know what? Maybe they don't take that job because there's Hashem in the world. Or maybe they take that job and they make the money in other ways. Usually recommended if there's a job that necessitates working on Saturday not to take the job, take a better job or a different job. But this is a creator of the world. I'm not going to work. My parnasa, this idea that a person doesn't check their email, their text, their phone, nothing because it's a creator of the world. So, by the way, when they have Friday for the Islam or Sunday, it's a football day today, I'm saying. They don't have even a beginning of anything close to this. That we literally are, it's completely devoted to Hashem, and that nothing else exists but for Hashem. It's a day where we recognize it's totally Hashem's world, from beginning to end. To have that level of dedication and devotion is the essence of, for lack of a better word, religion. Of ritual practice. As a shavsin, and when a Jew keeps Shabbos, when they rest, when they don't do these things, umachrizim, in a sense, it is the biggest testament, it's the biggest announcement, and again, it's the essence of what it means to be a Torah Jew. Sha'olam umoloyo be'emes. This world, not just the heavens, and not just the next world, this world, the world that you and I live in, the world of cars, and grass, and houses, and Starbucks, and technology, it's Hashem, everything is Hashem's world. In business, Shizeh HaMuvan HaNachan Shal Das. That's the true understanding of Das. Hinei Roya Oysa Mishu Yoysa Al Kisei Noach B'Yom HaShvisa. If you see a person, sitting down on the rest day, and he's drinking a cup of tea, and you ask him, what's going on with you? Why are you going to work? Why are you worrying yourself? Again, in the old days, till not really, very recently, I was the majority of the world. Don't you know it's dry out there, it needs water. Everything's going to dry out tomorrow. You have a tremendous loss. Are you crazy? You're going to lose out your guilt, the money. You don't, what are you sitting there on the couch? Not going to at some level, you really can say there's no field and there's no worlds. It's Hashem's world. Means that nothing else exists. If Hashem sees keep Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. It's the money, other opportunities. If you could be invited to unless it's pikuach nefesh, unless life is at stake, it doesn't make a difference. It's Hashem's world. If I'm not going to lose out at all, going back 100 years ago, again, I'm not, you know, it's easy to be Monday morning quarterback, but the fact is that whether you were in the Industrial Revolution in the Lower East Side or in the Bund in Warsaw or in Odessa or an immigrant in Chicago, if you believed in Hashem, it didn't make a difference what the odds looked like to the outside. It doesn't make a difference that you think you can make more money if you work on Saturday or more power, you can be more upwardly mobile. It doesn't make a difference. It's Hashem's world. That statement, that reality, you don't worry about your email or your text. Maybe, I remember somebody I'm learning with, and he's growing in Judaism. His wife is even learning Hilchos Shabbos now. And so they decided that they're going to not really look at some technology Friday night. Not exactly ready to keep full Shabbos. And someone ended up calling someone, like an uncle, someone passed away, and they started calling Friday night over and over and over and over. And eventually one of them picked up the phone and they told the other one, whatever it is. If you're fully keeping Shabbos, the phone's off. There's nothing that makes a difference. Like, obviously for a doctor, you have medical things. I'm not talking about a person who has it for that. You know, my follower, Hatzal, he had a walkie-talkie with him on Shabbos. But you don't, you're worried about something, if it's not meant to be, it's Hashem's world. I'm not missing out anything. In fact, I'm gaining eternally. I'm winning by keeping Shabbos. I'm testifying to the entire world. There's a creator of the world who's involved in every aspect of the world. And on every level. It's not just I go to prayers in the morning and I'm done. You know, a person needs to go to church in the morning and then they can have barbecues and watch football. You know, I'm happy people have some connection to divine and not do nothing. But that's not a testament to that. It's literally close to everything in the physical world. I mean, the idea of shavisa, of resting, is that we don't do any constructive act. Right? Now, cooking. They tell a Muslim, don't cook on Friday. Get out of town. Don't go on the bus. Don't check your phone. Nothing. Garn it. Nothing. You want to live. The Muslims would go to I remember Ramadan, they would go to Friday to the Temple Mount. Busing and coming. You have to walk. You have to buy a house next to the shul. You got to walk. You can't go driving. You can't go. This is total subjugation. You separate your food. There's halakha of burner. There's muksa. Everything you move around on Shabbos, you're saying there's a creator of the world. It's the Torah. That is das. That's the understanding of religion that Hashem rules the world. You put on tefillin, which is a very big thing. Tefillin's a big thing, right? It's a shalom azeh. The person asks, what are you putting on tefillin? I mean, I remember Laser Kasten. Laser's on the I see over here. Laser told me he didn't see tefillin until he was much older. If I remember correctly, I think he told me 38. That's what I remember. Maybe I'm wrong. This person asks this. You say, "La hachter b'kesha shel kayama." We know you put on the tefillah. You're connecting. your head, you put your, on your tefillin on your head, right above your hairline, if you have one. You put it on your head, up about here, and you put it on your arm, facing your heart, your head, and your heart. You're connecting to Hashem and Tzitzis. You remember the strings, you remind you of the heavens. It's an amazing thing. Shleimus Gdul Adam. So you know that there's a creator, and you're a Kaya Mitzvah, you want to connect it. These are two of the biggest, for men, two of the biggest things. Shashamayim, Oilim, Mala, Loipachas, Malam Shavaretz. You see the heavens. The Sof Hashafa, Bama, Shemayim. It comes to the heavens. Avaladayin, you're not showing it everywhere. You put on tefillin, and you put on tzitzis, which are big mitzvahs, big reminders to remember, which we need them, right? It doesn't show you the whole world's Hashem's. It's Shabbos that does that. Shabbos, where you do nothing constructive. Where literally everything you touch and you move and all of your actions, all of your day is devoted to that idea. It's Hashem's world. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. You're testifying by your life, by your actions. The real reality of the world is Hashem's. The eternal reality of the world and this world is Hashem's. By the way, you know, I mentioned more, when we saw this, those keep Shabbos keeps them where they claw you, so we're here because of the Shabbos. Yeah, every Jew that's a Jew, it's only because we kept Shabbos. And we've testified our life, our essence is exactly that. Zunikrastas. That's called, so to speak, religion. And that a Gentile can't do. Which we'll get to in a second. It's all encompassing. It's all in. If a person is actually mindful of what in the world they're doing, they keep Shabbos. Lizkar loikis, it's a reminder, you have to remember Hashem, and to follow Hashem, in every step that we take in this world. Because it's Hashem's world. The Ein Oyim Avadu. There is nothing truly intrinsically but Hashem. There is nothing intrinsically but for Hashem. Kenu bapashtis. Whenever you have a day of complete Shabbos, you are negating the world. It means the world doesn't control you. The world is not the main thing. It's Hashem's world. That's the truth. That's the essence of this world. That's why Hashem created the world for us to be in. On a Shvisas, and you don't get that on a regular Monday, Tuesday. Even if you're a good Jew and you wake up early and you put in your daven and you put on tefillin, if you're a lady, you wake up dolly, you say your tehillim, and you go to work and you keep kosher and you say blessings and you give charity, you're out of the world. You're still very involved. So lots of things which pull away your mind. And things you're supposed to do. You're supposed to work. You're supposed to eat. Right? These are important things. Right? You're going to check your email. You're going to read the news. Come on. You read about Biden and Trump, all the cases, and you read about all the fake news about Hamas' ceasefire, etc. And you'll think about the ceasefire, but you're not going to think about Hashem necessarily. I mean, hopefully it'll lead you to that. You need to play backgammon or whatever you're going to do. Get on the court, you go swimming, find things to do. A person should take exercise, it's good to have a break. But it's Shabbos, everything itself about Shabbos. But you keep, because you have to think what you can do and what you can't do. You close yourself from all of the constructive acts of this world. And in today's world of technology, you're closing yourself from all of this stuff that take our minds away from everything in this world. You're going to show, you can't drive there, you're going to walk there. And if you're hot, you can't turn on the air condition. And make sure you're there before Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh is Zecher, therefore the essence of Shabbos is Zecher, Shvisas Maisa Bereishis. It reminds you that Hashem rested of the creation world to show that the world had a beginning and everything comes from Hashem. Mi'muna Ka'imek Ha'amiti, there is the depth of the truth, Va'agdara Hanachayna, the true understanding, Ma'pirish Shvisa, what it means to rest, Ubitul Oma, and to nullify this world. Shasvisa Shomaisa Bereishis, The resting, so to speak, of Hashem in the creation world is A, this is testimony of that Hashem created the world. Nothing in the world had to have been there. Or doesn't need to exist. It's only because Hashem wanted it to exist. Therefore, everything in this world is new. There is nothing but Hashem. As we already explained earlier, and therefore everything that happens in everything we encounter comes from Hashem. There's not this idea of Hashem, just an all-powerful God who deals with the world like a king, takes over power. He's the most powerful being. He's fighting against Satan or those different aspects, whatever. Different gods in other religions. Or there's one God, but he dealt with the world as given. If the world pre-existed, then God's all powerful. And then there's other forces. You can pray to other forces, you can pray to angels, or you can, you know, God's not all powerful, not all knowing. I think, you know, what's, I mentioned that guy, what's his name? He passed away recently, Kushner, wrote a book, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People. God doesn't, heresy, that book is. I mean, I'm not saying he understood what he was writing, but it's truly heretical that there are things that happen in this world that God had no control over. That's how he answers it. God, there's divine reasons. Actually, that book to me, it's unappeasing to think he's trying that things, you're just an unlucky person, that things happen to you. Kind of craziness. Everything that a person occurs in a person's life is meaningful, and even if you can't appreciate the meaning in this world, it's eternally meaningful. There is a rhyme and a reason for everything that happens to you and I, the Jewish people, and to the world. We're not going to Amuna to be talking, but that all comes to this. So Laman, he's about to call connect the. Therefore, only when we testify and Hashem shows that everything comes from Hashem, then we're obligated to mevatel everything to Hashem, because it's Hashem's role. It's nothing but from Hashem. You're literally poor, and you're living in 1930, right after the Great Depression, and it's poor, and there's people begging for jobs, and they say, come work in the sewing factory in the Lower East Side, and the unions are not going to let you get a job if you don't do that. And you're going to say to yourself, I'm not going to starve because it's Hashem's will. And by the way, I never heard of a person starve. Not once. I'm a historian. I never saw a person starve. I saw people suffer. And it was, I'm not mitigating that challenge. I never heard people starving to death in 1930. But there are people who suffered, and they took it on because they realized the creator of the world. Again, you may have opportunities. You may want to know the score. You may want to know. It may be, you know, cousin Itchy. Or whatever, you may have family pressures, it doesn't make a difference. It's Hashem's world. And you may have guests and your food is cooked, burning, you need to lower the fire. It's no. If you don't eat that Shabbat, it's Hashem's world. Because that is what Shabbat is. And you may be very worried about work and the boss, or you may be, you know, wanting to exercise your best day to play golf or swimming. It's Hashem's world. That's the essence of Das and of Shabbos. In the Beturach Marach Zateva, we look at the world that we live in. In Achinami, the Yishgilu L'Mitzvias Hashem. Look at the world, you can see Hashem. K'nesiv, Hashemayim Misafim Ha'al. You look up to the heavens and you look at the sophistication of the world around us. You can see the greatness of God. But Chiddush, that God controls literally everything in this world. And there's no Hamas or Hezbollah or Iran but for Hashem. Nothing. There's no Hitler. Nothing. And we're still here, by the way. And I'm not getting into the whole sugya, but it's important to know that. And there's no boogeyman but for Hashem. There's no blessing but for Hashem. There's no bracha but for Hashem. You can see a God in the world, but it's not showing you that ein gilu b'toich hateva of chiddush ha'olam of yesh mi'ayin. Shezeh l'mayla mitzvos, you can't understand that, but just by looking at the world. There's no childbirth is an amazing thing. I've been in the room, I obviously didn't see it, but you know, I saw the few seconds later. You know, your wife's, it's a woman's pregnant, and a few seconds later, your baby's screaming, your heart is coming. Unbelievable. You see God. There's no way until you see God. Right, but you don't know from there that God rules over everything in the world. You see a divine. How do you know that every little thing is coming from Hashem? Because the Rambam or Rebukim, Joseph in Aristotle says, "I'm a drinker of oysters." Aristotle was a brilliant man, without prophecy or Torah, and he cannot understand the idea of Chesha Olam, because you can't see it in the world. Chesha Olam, which is the beginning of Torah, gracious, is the idea that the world has a beginning and that everything comes from Hashem. It's the beginning of also all this. Now, Machen Akum, a Gentile, the Ein Lahem Torah, they don't have Torah. Ein Sheikhem Chosh, they don't have no concept of this. So they can have rules and regulations, and some religions are a little bit more, some a little bit less. But Torah is Lamailim and Ateva. Torah, and therefore, and by the way, it's not just that it could demand it. It could say you will be successful. You may have short term testing. It may challenge you in the beginning, but you will be successful. You will not lose. Shatoyim al teva, because Torah is lamaylim min ateva, above nature. Vem atzma b'teicha teva. A Gentile lives in the world of nature. They live in the world of that, you know, of tanks and missiles. That's going to be successful. In a world of work, the field, I have to work the field. I forget what I'm talking about, Shemitah here. You don't work on Saturday. And again, today, we live in our tests on Shabbos are not like they were 100 years ago in the Lower East Side in 1930 or 20. It's not like that. And it's not a test of the agricultural society. If the field's dry, you need to harvest it or plant or water it. But we have plenty of tests today. Some people's jobs necessitate this. People want to exercise their day off, and they or the technology, or they want to visit family. Plenty of people. It's Hashem's world. Shabbos. You don't make family ties. You're not winning by doing that. You're not winning in this world, and you're still not winning in the next world by doing that. You're losing the connection to Hashem. Hashem's world. And you're not the ambassador for Hashem then. You know, I remember, I think I've said this vignette, when I was once speaking to somebody about the Erev in San Jose, and I told him I'd like him to give to donate. He's not an observant Jewish rabbi. You know, well, I can give, this is typical. I can give to the poor. I can give to Israel. Why should I give to your Erev, to this Erev? So I told this person, you should give to the poor, you should give to Israel. But you must give to the Erev. I said, let me tell you something. This person actually, he was somewhat traditional. His wife was very not observant. And his kids were totally off. But it bothered him. Really, it sincerely bothered this person. So I said, so-and-so, let me tell you something. When your children drive on Saturday, and they live near Willow Glen, tell them, they don't even know Shabbos. They don't know anything. But when they see me and people in Amachad walk to Shul, it reminds them there is a Sabbath. At some level, it reminds them there's a creator of the world. And I told this person, on Yom Kippur, unfortunately, your children don't even know it's Yom Kippur. But we need the era for Yom Kippur. And one day they're going to walk on a Tuesday, drive on a Tuesday, and they say, why are all these people going to Tuesday? What's that Saturday today? They start thinking, oh my goodness, it's Yom Kippur. And maybe actually you'll have a little effect on them. Because when you watch religious Jews keep Shabbos, he reminds you of the Creator. Probably he understood that. He did. Because when a Jew keeps Shabbos, they're the witness. They're the ambassador. Not just to Jews, but to the world. To the world. There's a Creator. And not just a Creator. It's Hashem's world. It's Hashem's. It doesn't make a difference if you want to sell a house, buy a house, see family, call them, make the call. Your cousin's going to be upset. Your mother's going to... It doesn't make a difference. If you don't pick the call up, if you don't go to it, you're not going to lose. And in fact, you're going to win. You're going to gain. For some people, it's an adjustment. I've been there for many people when they did this. But you're going to win. And for a more observant Jew, someone who's right keeping Shabbos, if you don't read the news, you don't know it. If you don't think about your job, even though you're in the middle of a business deal for $300 million, you're not going to lose by not thinking about it. You're going to win. But in Akum, they have no connection to this, a Gentile. Because they're living in this world. Their religion, if you're a Muslim and you die, you're getting 70 versions. Like that's the religion. You know, you're Christian, you have a sensual world as well. You know, You know, the best. It's, you know, it's not about the. You're not. It's not meant to be a reality above the world. That God controls everything. The idea of divine providence. In fact, most of a lot of Christianity believes in Calvinist type things of predestination. Like, you know, it's almost like a robot at some level, right? This is everything we're dealing with God in God's world. And the permutation, of course, you have free will in the process. Therefore, if you're a Gentile, if you're living this world, you cannot. It's against the whole nature. If you're going to live in this world, then live in the world. If you believe that this world is the end for now, the end all, right? You may want some sort of Messiah, but you're living this world like this world is itself entity, like this world. Then you should live in this world, and you cannot. Testify, you cannot be an ambassador for that. Mitzvah a rocky straw which lives above this. We who literally, because we know that Hashem who created everything in this world and continues to connect, we live. Doesn't make sense not to work on Shabbos. It doesn't make sense not to swim on Shabbos if it's a day off. It doesn't make sense not to check your email if you're expecting from the boss. It doesn't make sense not to upset your mother or your father because they don't know better about Shabbos. They grew up wherever in not observant, they grew up in San Francisco as Reformed Jews. Why that happens, historical, whatever. And you now know Torah and Mitzvah. So they grew up in the Soviet Union under the communists and they had no shot, and you do. Doesn't make sense. It's Hashem's will. Why would you get your parents upset? Which is actually a biblical commandment, but for, you know, keeping the Torah itself, that you have to do. You can't use honoring your parents above that. Why would you lose your job? Why would you not exercise? Why would no? Because there's a creator. That's above this. That's above, you know, that's above human calculations. And we understand, of course, that Shabbos is the source of all blessing, because when you connect to God, it's the source of all blessing. But in a natural world, doesn't it make any sense? Why wouldn't you water your field? Why would you let your field go dry? Right now the fruits are ripe. Why won't you pick them? Why just pick up the call? Rabbi, what's the big deal? One time, one call. Or it's raining outside. You know, dude, drive the shul. You'll get the shul, you'll pray there. I know bit la tevin say the kish of all goyim. They, even the religious ones, they live in a world of tevil. Ultimately, they live in a world of this world without Hashem, even if they superimpose religion on top of it, which is much better than not having anything. But that's what they are. Aslam Levato, so therefore it's not real. And they can't keep a full Shabbos because inherently they're not real. And if they want that, they can convert to the right way. Being came and Mela came in the call you said Shabbos. Therefore, all these said Shabbos to show Chesha'ilim, and the just to do it, they only Klal Yisrael, which is Lamana Teva or Shemim Shabbos. We can keep Shabbos, and it's forbidden for them. He adds on, which is three more minutes, four. On the Nusach, he says, this whole Yisrael you see in the liturgy, the Nusach HaTfilah on Yom HaShabbos, it says, we say in davening on Shabbos, God did not give this Shabbos to the nations of the world. God did not give it to those who worship idols. The Gamamnuchaso and his resting, Lo yishkenu areil, those who are uncircumcised have no connection. Muskarim kan shloshagam, we daven on Shabbos, we mention three things. Menir Hashem keged v'yichulu, which is part of v'yichulu saying in our davening, v'yachal, and v'yishbos. Three different languages of stopping, of pausing, of nullifying, of being unconnected to the physical, material world on Shabbos, as we explained earlier when we did this, about Kiddush. And he says, I just want to connect it now to this concept of it's bedavka by Yidden, by Jews, and not by Gentiles, but not by non-Jews. Vayachulu etzma v'saka, stopping, right? You can be in the middle of I know attorneys, businessmen, they can be in live in Manhattan, we're working in Manhattan, often billion-dollar deals sometimes. Hundreds of millions of dollars are on the line. Shabbos comes dead. Stop. You know? You're in the middle of an important email. Stop. Shabbos. Someone comes to your store, wants to buy. Stop. someone, a client probably calls you, I can come at right before Shabbos going to Shabbos. Can't do it. Right? You have an opportunity to, no. Everything you're expecting something. This does make a difference. Everything, my separation from Allah Chilish, who creates the world? Who runs the world? Everything. Your business deal. Your health. You think you can be smarter Hashem about your health? Now again, if you're sick, you do it, you're literally sick, then Hashem, the mitzvah is to take care of your health. I'm not talking about swimming. I'm not talking about going, you know, swimming, which is preventative. Hashem, you could swim all you want. If you want to get by a car, you get cancer, you can drown in the pool. Your health comes from Hashem. Again, if you're actually sick, there are preconditions to actually do it on Shabbos, and sometimes that's the mitzvah to do. But Stam, you think you know more than Hashem? No, stop. This understanding is not for the nations are not shaykh to that. They're going to be, even if they're prayer days, they're going to be on their technology, and they're going to be walking and driving to the Temple Mount, or to church, or to the mosque, or to the temple, you know, if you're a Hindu, whatever it may be. They're not removed from that. They're not thinking what they're moving during the day. Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? They're cooking, they can't cook, and they're eating, everything about it. Shabbos is a total reality. You're not going to look at the world, you're not going to work there, nothing exists whatsoever. They're still living in this world. We're above. We're like, we don't calculate this world. We don't calculate this world, Hashem's. It's Hashem's world. And we're saying, it doesn't make a difference if it's 200 degrees. You know? And I'm walking in outside in Shul, Texas, Levy, it's hot there sometimes, no? Shmoiling. You walk. It's Hashem's world. It doesn't make a difference. You walk. It doesn't, it's, you know, and if it's high and you're in your sukkah, and but Shabbos is the ultimate. Because by the sukkah, you're putter. If you can leave the sukkah. So not so Shabbos by the emes. Amar dafka rotzus hanushem dvukim va'aretz. We say the language is the tefila. Lo nasata shem lakim the goyar rotzus to the Gentiles of the lands. The lands means they're connected to the land. They're not above it. We live in a reality which we don't calculate that. But we don't calculate what should have to happen in this world. That if you're, you know, that you must work, or you must do this, or else you must see this email, you must do this, or else. No, it's not, we're not worried about what usually the normal calculation would be. It's Hashem's world. We're living Hashem's world. We're testifying it's Hashem. We're acknowledging it's Hashem's world. We're realizing it's Hashem's world. That's v'yichulu. Then it says, "Chiltanu malkin or Hashem did not give it to those who worship idols." That's v'yachal elokim. We say in Kish. Hanukkah is spark is shvitz haShabbos. When you keep Shabbos, shebehechu sheyesh la'olam mechadash. The world came from total scratch from every aspect of it. There's not even a big soup. For a big bang, there's nothing but Hashem. Miza bechash is Hashem. Nimsha al kol horacious. Hashem, who has no physicality, has no boundaries, and Shanis is nothing but Hashem. And Shlishus, he's the king of the world. It's nothing. It's all Hashem. Vishlok tachan shum pu'ula ktana. There is nothing that could be done but for Hashem's will in this world. He empowers us with free will, but the permutations is always from Hashem. And therefore, a person, it says, the low and chaltanu, he didn't give it to those who worship idols. Because worship idol worship essentially is that there's many powers in this world, not just one God. Those who worship many powers, and by the way, today there's plenty of idols. It could be your job, it could be money, it could be power. You cannot serve Hashem. If your life is not by Hashem, right? But certainly a Gentile, there's Trinity, or there's Satan, or there's all kinds of evil and fighting. No shaykh to this. Not shaykh to this. Not connected to this. Not possible. This. So it's not for those who worship any form of idol. Hashem, and Malcolm, he's not their God. He's not their king. He's our king. Of course, he's their God. He's not their king. They don't recognize that. Right? They're not cognizant of that. It's not their inheritance, the Sabbath. It's our inheritance. Those who worship different forms of idols, contemporary idols and ancient idols. They're looking at the physical world, different powers, different strength, different, you know. While das eloikis, a connection to the Hashem, is all powerful, all and all encompassing. If we prick our finger, or we meet someone, or somebody hurts us, somebody insults us, somebody bothers us, it's, you know, or you liked something, things were going well. Why did it have to change? You bumped into the wrong person, the boss changes, right? You had to move, whatever it may be, it's all Hashem. They don't connect that at all. Right? In fact, when they get upset, they say, goodness darn it. They don't say exactly, they say, damn it. Right? Or Yashka, they call, you know, like Kobe's cursed their God, you know, not really God. But, you know, that's how they talk. You know, Shaykh said, everything's by Hashem. And the Yitz is, Gamzo Tovo. It's all for the best. Baruch Hashem, it's all, Koman Davod Rachman Tovo. Whatever Hashem does is the best. Anything that happens to us, we know it's Hashem. How do we get that from Shabbos? Shrak El, and Shabbos is the lesson, the test, and the ultimate with that. Shrak El Mechash Oil Mesachas V'Lokas M'Venachem. The Amim Adayin calls it, with the last part, calls it Eina Hadara V'Tifarta Shal Shabbos Kodesh. Even that's not the full understanding of Shabbos Kodesh, of Metzias Lokas, of the Hashem's world. She Tachna Das Emes, Gam B'Lishal Es Kodesh. You may be informed of this, that the Hashem runs and rules everything. But the Tifarta Shal Shabbos Menucha V'Shvisa, it's not just that you know it. There are people, Rabbi, of course I know God runs everything. Well, I know. Okay. And they say talk is cheap. The Tifarta of Shabbos is that the Menucha V'Shvisa, not just to know it, but the Poyel to do it, Sha'adam Atza, we do it. Gam Ken Shevis Umis Allah. The Dabakul, when we connect to Hashem, we cling to Hashem, literally our whole Shabbos is one reality of what we could do and what we should do because it's Hashem's world. And that allows us, especially for mindful what we're doing, of Dveikis HaMaisis, the connection. Dveikis HaMaisis is the Ayah, the Bris Mila, Shubi Kiyachim, Kasher, Sayyuli, Hashem Yisbarach, the Dab Nafsho. This is for those, he says that's where he say Arle Lev, those who are uncircumcised. We who circumcise and do the priya, even we pull back the foreskin, it's in our blood to do this. Our whole life is exactly this. It's we are connected to Hashem. That Yisrael Am Nasat Hashem, us, you and I, who Hashem loves us, he wants us who were connected with our blood, we connect to the Torah, Sinai, who Ava, Tivis, who he loves like a father's son, to Zerah Yaakov, to the descendants of Yaakov, Shemba Macharta, to us who are called B'chori, so we are blessed to connect to Hashem on a Lamaila Minateva level. You know, you could be a good non-Jew, a good Gentile, a good non-Jew, keeps the seven Noahide laws, believes in a God, and you're a good person, you can even merit at some level of the world to come. But you lack that connection to Hashem. You lack that relationship to Hashem if you're doing that. You lack that idea of there's only but Hashem. If you're keeping the seven Noahide laws, you're living a civilized life, you're living a decent life, you're a good person, but you're not on a Shabbos which tells you everything that Hashem in the world is Hashem's. And Nebuch, a Jew who doesn't have that, is missing, as we said many weeks ago, the essence of Yiddishkeit. The essence of what it means, they're missing the source of all blessing. So for all of us who are zoicha, we're merit, to have the Shabbos and understand what the Shabbos is, it's just to lead to a new appreciation. It's not a knock on a Gentile. They can't do it. Because again, if they really wanted to, if they're truly sincere, we don't have a barrier. They can convert, right? If they're truly sincere, they're going to take it all. But if not, it's not real. By us, it's real. And Shabbos is the source of blessing, and therefore, it's only by us who understand that it's all Hashem's world. We don't have to make the calculations. We have to worry about it. And whatever you think is going to bother you, it all brings bracha, and the best bracha is not just a physical bracha, it's not even eternal, it's that we're connected, we're davak Hashem to in this world, we're clinging to Hashem in this world, and Hashem gives us opportunity because He loves us. So on that, we wish everyone a good shot.